I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In more ways than one, Foxcatcher is about control. The prime mover of its plot, John DuPont, is played by Steve Carell, though he's almost unrecognizable at first. DuPont is a twisted member of one of America's wealthiest families, a multimillionaire with a Pennsylvania estate called Foxcatcher Farms. He tries to control everything and everyone around him. The production's prime mover, its director, Bennett Miller, exerts a different kind of control that's remarkably subtle and supple and no less telling for being invisible. He uses eerily nuanced tone and flawless performances to sustain an atmosphere of nameless evil and looming tragedy. The story, set in the 1980s and 1990s, is drawn from real life. In 1997, DuPont was convicted of murder in a sensational case that involved two Olympic gold medal wrestlers, Mark Schultz, he's played by Channing Tatum, and his older brother, Dave Schultz, who's played by Mark Ruffalo. Unlike many true crime films that heighten the drama of their source material, this one deepens its mysteries by dialing down the madness of its circumstances. Dave is a bright spirit. He has a lovely wife, a couple of kids, and a good job as a wrestling coach. Mark, who has lived in Dave's shadow, is a case of failure to thrive. Joyless and almost wordless in Channing Tatum's heartbreaking portrayal, he's an unstable mountain of a man still struggling with grief from a troubled childhood and seething with repressed rage. It's no mystery at all that he seizes the opportunity when DuPont summons him to his estate and offers him the star position in Foxcatcher's private wrestling club with an eye toward the 1988 Olympics in Seoul. Mark sees John as the father he never had. He gives himself to the Foxcatcher cause, bemuscled body and tortured soul. What we see, courtesy of Steve Carell's literally self-effacing brilliance, the actor's face has become a vaguely malign mask, is a predator of indeterminate purpose. What's to be made of his flattened affect, his fondness for weapons, his fervent patriotism, his spoken and unspoken preoccupation with dominance? The actor won't give us a convenient handle on his character, be it political or psychosexual, and the film won't paste labels on what John does or why he does it. First to the frighteningly fragile Mark and what amounts to a two-person cult, and then to Dave, who tries to protect his kid brother as best he can. This is a tale of undercurrents with the power to sweep lives away. Foxcatcher is a radical departure from Bennett Miller's previous feature, the bright and entertaining Moneyball. It isn't meant as conventional entertainment, but it's fascinating to watch from start to finish and a success on its own self-contained terms. Some films defy explanation, others dispense too much of it. This one invites it and incites it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.